From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A suicide blast killed at least six civilians in eastern Afghanistan Sunday and wounded 13 others. The bomber was on a motorcycle and apparently tried to reach the venue of a massive pro-government rally in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province. But Afghan security forces intercepted him far away from the event, prompting him to detonate explosives strapped to his body. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says the possibility of war with nuclear-armed North Korea is increasing every day because dictator Kim Jong-un is getting closer and closer, and there is not much time left.
And so it's immensely important that we work together with all of our allies, partners, everyone internationally, to convince Kim Jong-un that the continued pursuit of these capabilities is a dead end for him and his regime.
General McMaster spoke Saturday in California. He said there are ways to address this problem short of armed conflict. The United States has informed the United Nations that it will no longer participate in the Global Compact on Migration. In a statement, the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the program was not consistent with American immigration policies. In 2016, the 193 members of the UN General Assembly unanimously adopted a non-binding political declaration called the New York Declaration for Refugees and Migrants, pledging to uphold the rights of refugees, help them resettle, and ensure they have access to education and jobs. This is VOA News. President Trump, in a series of Sunday morning tweets from the White House, attacked his own Federal Bureau of Investigation and said he never asked then-FBI Director James Comey to stop investigating his one-time National Security Advisor, General Michael Flynn, about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to Washington. In the tweet, President Trump said the FBI's reputation is in tatters, the worst in history, but he said the administration will bring it back to greatness. In a separate tweet on Comey's sworn testimony before Congress that the president had asked him to stop the probe of Flynn, Trump said just more fake news covering another Comey lie. The Australian state of Victoria has become the first in the nation to legalize assisted dying. Correspondent Sydney Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Victoria State Health Minister Jill Hennessy said the state parliament had considered what a good death looks like. The assisted suicide law is designed for patients with a terminal illness who are in severe pain. It will allow them to obtain a lethal drug within 10 days of asking to die. They must administer the drug themselves, but a doctor can give the lethal dose where an individual is physically unable to end their own life. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews has praised the landmark legislation.
The Parliament has just made history. This is a day of giving control to those who are terminally ill and in the terminal phase of their life.
Critics of the landmark legislation said it was a recipe for elder abuse, while some doctors believe it will deny patients the right to receive palliative care, care for people who have serious illnesses. Phil Mercer for VOA News.
President Trump has not yet made a decision, that is, on whether he will officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That word on Sunday from his advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner. At an annual conference on American policy in the Middle East in Washington, D.C., Kushner said, "We're still looking at a lot of different facts, and when he makes his decision, he'll be the one to want to tell you, not me." Kushner's comments follow reports in the past few days that Trump will most likely declare Jerusalem as the capital of Israel during a speech next Wednesday. The decision comes after months of internal deliberations. It would likely inflame tensions across the Middle East and complicate the administration's efforts to negotiate a peace deal between Israelis and Palestinians. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.